Yuma Perakei Mishneh Dalad. There's actually a line at the end of Mishneh Gimel that we left out. Over there we were talking about the Avodas Hadam, which was the Shchitas HaPar, the par of the Kohen Gadol. And the Mishnah had the process over there where he went in, Nichnas b'machom she'nichnas, Omed b'machom she'omad, and he did the Hazor, the Seder, Achas l'mala v'sheva l'mato. The last line of the Mishnah we forgot to explain. The Mishnah says, Yotzo, v'hinichoy al kan hazov shebehecho. Kan hazov shebehecho is a concept that wasn't introduced to us before. What it means is, there was a stand. A kan is just something to stand on. It doesn't say even how tall it was, but it was something that was standing in the hechel, and it was there in order to be able to put down the mizrak. Now remember that the dam was originally given to a kohen who stirred it, kadesh le'yikrash on the Ravid haravi, on the steps outside the hechel. Here it's being put down in the hechel. Let's see what happens. And now let's pick up Mishneh Dalet. Heviu lois hasoyer, they brought the soyer. Obviously the shchita was outside in the azora. Shchote v'kibol b'mizrak es domoy. Now he made a kabbalah, shchita kabbalah with a halacha. Where's he going? The Mishnah says he goes right back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nichnas beloshna Mishnah lemokum shenichnas, that place that we described before. He went with the whole Seder going from one side to the other between the two parochas in v'chulei v'omad b'mokum she'omad. V'hizim imenu achas l'mala v'sheva l'mato. And the Mishnah repeats again the process. V'lehoyim iskavan l'hazus l'lamala v'l'lamato elikimatzlif. Like we explained by the Hazoaz Dam Poro. So we're not going to explain it again. V'kach oyomoyne achas. Achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim. Achas v'sholish, achas v'arba, achas v'chomish, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva. The way we went through the Seder over there. Yotzo v'inichi al kan hazov ha'sheni sh'oyom ha'hechol. In the hechol there were two kanim, there were two stands over there. One had on it the mizruk of the Dam HaPor. Just point that as an aside, that in Psochim we had by the Mizrokim that passed, like with lightning speed from hand of coin to hand of coin to the Mizbeach, had pointy bottoms in order you shouldn't be able to put them down. Kedei Liyikush. Over here, obviously they were put down. Obviously they did not have pointy stands. They were able to be put down. So he put it down on the second Khan. One had the Dampar, one had the Damsor. Both of them are down, and now he's going to pick up, we're going to see the Dam HaPar. The Mishnah sticks in Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Lohei Hashem al Kan Echad Bolvad. There was only one Kan, which means that he had to put down, he had to work with both hands, he had to put down the Dam Soyer that he was just Mazah from, and he had to pick up the Dam Soyer, put down the Dam Par, and then hold on to the Dam Soyer. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that they only put one Kan over there, Kan Nira, Rav brings the Lashon of Rashi, it's from the Gemara Daf Nun Vav, that it's easy enough to get mixed up between the two, even though Be'etzem, Dampar, and Damsor don't mix that well together. They have a different texture. But they didn't want to, they were Choshish, so Memela, according to Yehuda, there was only one Kan, in order not to make a Mokoim for such a mistake. So now, like we said, according to everybody, Notal Dam HaPor, V'nich Dam HaSor, the Damsor is on the Kan, Dampar is in his hand, V'hizo Mimenu Al HaPeroiches Shekeneged Ha'orim Bibachutz. He doesn't go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now he does a separate Seder Ho Avoido on the Paroiches facing the Oren, but from the Hechel. Achas Lamala Veshev Lamata. This type of Hazor, by the way, is to be found as Korbonos Chatois HaPnimiois that are not part of Yom Kippur. In Parshas Vayikra, which is Maseches Hoirius, you have the Seder of Chatois for Asher Nosi Yechta, and so on, where the Sanhedrin made a mistake. So being that that's a more serious type of Korban Chatos, the Torah, not that I'm trying to touch up the Gzeza Kosov, but that is the Gzeza Kosov, that Hakrova, not Hakrova, I'm sorry, the Hazor Saddam has to have a Hazor Saddam Mibifnim, and this is the same Hazor. It's Keneged Ha'orin B'mibachutz. And again, the same Seder. Again, if there were two, so he puts down one, puts down the second one on the second can, and he picks up now the dam soyer. Or we could say that he worked with two hands, there's only one can, depending on the sheets before. V'hizem emenu ala parechis, that also has hazor ala parechis shekenegad ha'orim mibachutz. Achas lamala v'sheva lamata. Lohem is kam lahazas lamala v'lamata. Elen kematzla v'kacho yamona. Achas, achas v'achas. Achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chomish. Achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva. And the Elam knows this again and again, this refrain from the Seder Avodah. We say it all out loud together. Eira dam hapor b'stoich dam hasor. Now he mixes the two together. V'nosan es hamolei b'reko. What that means is, he first poured from the dam hapor into the dam hasor, and then he poured it back into the other one. V'nosan es hamolei, they're mixed together now in the mizrak that holds the dam hasor, now has also the dam hapor. In order that they should be mixed well, you remember we said before that dam par dam hasor have a different texture, they don't mix well. So in order that they should be mixed as well as possible, that the matan domim habo that's going to be described now should be from both of them, they have to be mixed well. Memele, they were poured together, and then they were poured back into the other kli v'nosan samole boreko. Mishnah Hey, v'yotzel ha-mizbeach ha-shelifnei Hashem ze mizbeach ha-zohov. So it's interesting, the lashon of the pasuk over here in the parsha is v'yotzel. Where's the Yotza? He's standing in the Echel. He's not standing in the Kodesh Kodashim. It means he walked away from right in front of the part that was Mamish Mul Ha'oroin, right next to the Paroiches, and he walked to the other side, the outer side, the Mizrach side, that is, of the Mizbeach HaZov. Mizbeach HaShelefnei Hashem clearly means Mizbeach HaZov B'Losh Nateru. So he was still inside, but he was on the other side of the Mizbeach. And now he's going to start the next Chelek of the Avodah Sadam. Hischil mechate v'yoyred. Mechate is an interesting term. Mechate means to be mechaper, so to speak, to purify, like a korban chatos. Here the lashon of the pasuk is v'nosan. So the pashtus is that this avodas adam was put on with the finger. It was not v'hizo. V'hizo means to spritz. There's two types of spritzing, right? The avodas adam that we do on the mizbeach hachitzon by regular korban, by every korban. I wouldn't say by every carbon, by carbon oilo, by carbon shlomim, another carbonus. That's the avodas hadam that's done lamata, shtayim shein arba, is a dash of dam from the kli, that's called zrika, shtayim shein arba. Nesina's dam that's lamalo, by carbon chatos, has to be put on the kronois, that has to be put binesino. Hazo is not to put it straight on the mizbeach, to do with the etzba, to do with the fingers, but like we said before, to be mazer kematzlev, that's a separate type of avodas adam. Here we have the Loshan Pasuk is v'nosan. The Pasha says it means v'nosan, the same way like a regular korban chatos. L'maisa, it's not so poshut. It's machlokes Yerushalmim. The Mashmoyes of the Rambam is that over here also was hazor. Not b'nesina, the Yerushalmim will bring up the tzodim. Tosfos already discusses it. The nesina's adam over here was not just a touch on each corner, but it was a touch from one side to the other side. Not one side going from side to side, from up to down or down to up. Listen to how the Mishnah describes it. Mehechenu maskil. Remember that the Mizbeach HaZov is one amma by one amma. It's not a big, huge Mizbeach like the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So it was quite possible to stand in one place and to do the Avodah Sadam stretching out one's hand. But this Tana, the Tanakama of our Mishnah holds, is that he walked around. Mekeren Mizrochis Tzvoinis, that's where he went first. Tzvoinis Marovis, he walked along the Tzofoin from Mizroch to Marov. He then walked along the Marov side from Tzofoin to Doroim. And he then walked along on the Doroim side from Marov to Mizroch. The Mishnah adds a piece to that. Mokim Shumaschel Bechatash Al Mizbeach HaChitzoin. And we have this described earlier in the Mesech, and described more by Rikus in Meseches Tomid, where you have to put Dalid Matonis and Dalid Kronos, so you have to walk around the Mizbeach. Over here starts where over there on Mizbeach HaChitzoin finishes. Mokum Shum Maschel Bechatas on Mizbeach HaChitzoin, Bisham Hoye Goymer on Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mamish, the order goes faket. Reblezer Oymer, Reblezer argues on the whole idea, he doesn't walk around. He stood in his place, and again he could stretch out his hand to go to the other side of his back. He went from down, he didn't stop at a keren, he started further down on the corner, and he worked his way up with his finger. Over there, he went from the top and down. Let's explain. The Rishen Mamazbe, if you could picture, if his hand was further down along the side of the Mizbeach, his finger is working its way upward towards the Keren, on top. If that would be the case, then the Dam, Halo, it doesn't stay in one place. The Dam drips downward. Dam is a liquid. So the Dam then would get into the sleeve. It would dirty the sleeve of his Big Dekuna. With that, the Beged would become Pasul. And he would become, the Avoida would be Psula. So Mamela, by definition, in order to avoid Tinuf HaBegodim, his sleeve, what he has to do is he has to start from the top and he has to go down. And that's why the Mishnah says, Al Kulan HaYenoisim Milamato Lamalo. By all the other Kronis, it's not a problem because his hand is stretching over. According to Belezer, the second time in the Mishnah, that Pimkoimah HaYoimid, three of the four corners, he's stretching his hand out. Over there, his hand is going to be focused downward. When it's focused downward and he brings his hand up, he brings his finger. Picture your hand sticking over a table. Lahavdul. When you want to run your finger alongside from further down the other side of the table to up, your sleeve is above your finger. Nothing's going to drip from where your finger is into your sleeve. So then you could go milamato to the lamalo. Except for the side that you're on now, touch the side of the table that, or the desk that you're sitting by now, and you'll see that as you run your finger upward, it will drip. If you can picture a liquid, it will drip into your sleeve. Therefore, the one that was lefanov, the one he was standing by, he went from the top and he went down in order to not have the problem of tinuf begodim. But according to Tanakhama, that he walked his way around, all four of them he would have that problem. So by all of them, he would have to go milamala until lamato.